on 1116 SEN. Halftime with Daniel Harford for boozebids.com.au. Bid, win and save on Australia's largest range of booze and the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine.
They got involved. Johannesson kicked off the ground. It's all over! The Doggies have won at the SCG. What a win for the ages for the Dogs. They've beaten the Sydney Swans at the SCG.
How do you not get emotional about footy? That's one of the best. It's the best game I've ever, best win I've ever been a part of. We know how good Sydney are. They've been a great club for a long, long time. We're just starting out, but that was pretty special.
They were the closing moments of the game on the weekend at the SCG, where the Bulldogs held on over the Sydney Swans. KB, his beloved Bulldogs. He grew up, I reckon, the Bulldogs, getting a fantastic victory in hearing from Bob Murphy, the captain of the Dogs. Post-game, very emotional after a big win. Stephen King is the assistant coach of the Western Bulldogs, and the coach's box on halftime. He joins us. G'day, Kingy.
G'day, Harf. How are you, mate?
Good, buddy. Is it hard not to smile when you think about the performance of your boys this year?
No, you just smile, mate. It's really exciting, and as I think you've heard Murph sort of say, how proud he is, and I'm just rapt to see some reward for all the hard work these boys have put in, not only this year, but the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point to touch on today for our listeners, that there's been a lot of foundation set for the last couple of years, and there's been another layer clearly added on by Luke Beveridge. How hard is it to get that layer to go in to the brains of the players?
Oh, look, I think it's with a new coach coming in, Half, it was pretty easy. There was a lot of turnover at the end of the year with some senior players exiting the club, and it's just amazing what opportunity does. And
yeah,
Bevo's come in, yeah, with a fresh spin on things, and put a lot more numbers through the midfield. He's just given a lot of opportunities to players, and you've just seen that growth. I think we've had about 9 VFL Premiership players play, the start of the season, and they've just transformed that form from VFL level straight to AFL level. It's just been fantastic to watch.
There's been some dramatic improvement from some of those guys, particularly from the VFL Premiership from last year. You've been around, you've seen these guys for the last couple of seasons. Did you know that this type of performance was in them, or has it come across quicker than you thought?
Oh, look, we probably thought there was... You saw glimpses and patches, but to be able to do it now for a 5-week period, and I guess over summer I thought, geez, we're moving the ball well. It's,
yeah.
Some guys we're looking a bit exciting, and Bevo sort of, just encouraged the boys to take calculated risks with the footy. And over summer it looked pretty good, but you never really know. And then just the way the boys had the courage to stick with it under the pressure of actual, match pressure, it's been fantastic.
And a lot of the focus has been on the younger fellas and the way they've been able to develop. But we heard from the skipper there, Bob Murphy, who's he almost looks rejuvenated and playing the best footy of his career. What's the secret to Bob this year?
I was going to say vintage Bob Murphy, but I think it's not even vintage. I think it's a new... he's just got that confidence in his game, and he knows his game so well now, and he's playing with a real spirit. You obviously see it when you watch him, but he's just enjoying himself. You can see he's enjoying life, enjoying footy, and I think he's really thriving on being that sort of fatherly figure to a lot of our younger players, and geez, he's exciting to watch at the moment.
Yeah, it's a game built on hard work, clearly. Your fourth in contested possessions in the AFL, your first in tackles, your work rate is extremely high, and I think that foundation we were talking about before from Macca and the previous regime at the Bulldogs, it's set that up. But there's been another layer, as I alluded to before. Obviously, you're going to go through ebbs and flows with consistency with that layer.
Yep.
Are you happy with... Clearly 4-1 you should be, but with the way the games are going from quarter one to quarter four?
Yeah, I've just been really happy and proud of the way the boys have been able to, deliver and act upon the way we want them to play. And I guess just the only disappointing game was clearly the Hawthorn loss. But apart from the the margin and everything else, I mean, we lost a few players going into that game, but we probably didn't actually play the way we wanted to. We were a bit reactive with some younger players playing on who they were playing with, Hodge and Lewis, and it was just great to see them learn from that. And then against quality Sydney outfit in midfield, just go out there and still continue to have the courage to play the way we want to play. And that's probably the most exciting thing to watch that. And whether we can sustain it and for how long we can, I'm pretty, pretty confident the boys, we've got a fair few quality players actually not in the team at the moment as well. So, that internal pressure just to maintain a spot, the boys, they're just, living on the edge a little bit, knowing there's competition for spots as well.
Been super impressed by the poise shown, particularly late in that game on the weekend, and that Easton Wood one-hand pickup in defensive 50 with numbers streaming down upon him going towards goal. That was unbelievable.
he was huge half these last 10 minutes. He made some massive plays for us, obviously, to kick the goal, but instrumental in us, you know, keeping the ball in our forward half as well for the last 10 minutes of the game. So, yeah, he's been thriving under Bevo as well, and just a great athlete to have in our back half.
What have you done with Liam Picken? Where's that tagging bloke? What's happened to him? How come this ball magnet? Where's he come from?
Just another shift, I think, of what Bevo's brought, mate, is to not really set a heavy tag for anyone. And I guess just have a midfield group that, you know, just to release Picko and let him play. And, I mean, he's an absolute, you know, fantastic athlete. His endurance and speed and he's just, you know, he's a natural competitor. He's hard at it. He's ruthless at the footy. And it's probably just freed his mind up a bit to actually see the ball, get the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's had over 30 possessions the last couple of weeks. And, you know, for him, a mature body around our young mid-group is, you know, it's something, you know, we really rate. And, you know, it's been great for him.
Yeah, it's been great to see him just play footy without having to worry about tag. Just from people that have seen him play for many years, to see him get the footy and just enjoy being an offensive weapon as well as a defensive mechanism when the team requires it. It's great to watch.
Absolutely, mate. It must do your head in, I guess, knowing you have to tag every week as well. And this Picko now really enjoys footy. It's it's great reward for him.
How difficult is it to keep this group with a level head? Obviously, it's everyone's talking about the Bulldogs. You're the story of the year, without a doubt. Sitting 4-1, you've got the Saints this week. How difficult is it to keep everyone level?
Oh, look, it's pretty, you know, we're a pretty humble group, mate. I guess everyone knows where we've been the last couple of years. So I think the pleasing thing is, mate, even having that great win, we still probably did a lot of things that need improving on the weekend. And we certainly showed the group that during the week, some things that we could have done better. And it certainly wasn't the perfect game of footy. It was on the back of, as you said, some spirit, some work rate, and, you know, some gutsy hard work. But there's parts of our play we need to keep improving. And I think, as Murph touched on during the week, you know, we're starting to set the bar higher and higher now, and our expectations internally, still we want to keep growing as a group and exploring where we can go. So, certainly, I guess it's a young group. Bevo's not trying to shy away from the media and the buzz, but you've got to accept it's there. But we just try and deal with it internally the way we do every week.
Well, that's great news for Doggies fans. And if I was one of them, I'd be getting to Etihad Stadium at 2:10 on Saturday to see their boys, the Western Bulldogs, take on St Kilda in a very important game for them on round number 6. Good on you, King. You're doing a hell of a job, mate. Hope it continues. It's a great story.
No worries, Haas. Thanks for having me, mate.
Good man. Stephen King, Western Bulldogs assistant coach, with us in the coach's box.